It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Federal officials are pushing New Mexico regulators to clear the way for a new ventilation shaft to be built at the federal government's nuclear waste repository in southeastern New Mexico. But watchdog groups say modifying the permit for the waste isolation pilot plant to allow for the construction could open the door to expansion. The New Mexico Environment Department's Hazardous Waste Bureau held a virtual hearing this past week to gather comments on the proposed permit change. In 2014, a radiation release contaminated parts of the underground facility and resulted in limited ventilation. The Las Cruces City Council is scheduled to meet in a video conference this afternoon at 1 for a special meeting followed by a work session to discuss the requirements regarding use of face masks in the city. You can find a link to the meeting at our website, krwg.org. Recent U.S. Census data shows that New Mexico's population over the last decade has grown only 2.8%. It's one of the slowest growing populations in the West during that time. For many decades, New Mexicans have had to leave to nearby states to find better opportunities in life. But sometimes when that happens, family, culture, and community may get left behind. Now a storytelling project is working to capture and preserve traditions that are sometimes lost in migration. I talked with co-directors of the Manito Trail Project to learn more. Dr. Vanessa Fonseca Chavez and Levi Romero shared their personal experiences and why the project is needed. I'd like to start off to hear about your personal connections with this project. Vanessa, could you start, please?
Absolutely. So thank you for having us, Anthony. My family is from northwestern New Mexico, and so the Arizona-New Mexico borderlands are really important for me in terms of that Manito migration. A lot of my family historically moved from the Albuquerque-Atrisco area over to northwestern New Mexico near Zuni Pueblo. But I also have family who are from southeastern New Mexico and made their way over to the mining towns of Arizona. And so I actually lived for a little while in Silver City, New Mexico, in Pinos Altos. And so part of what I want to do is look really at that Arizona-New Mexico borderland migration.
Levi, your personal connections with this project and why you feel it's needed.
Yes, again, thank you for having us, Anthony, and the continued interest in the following the Manito Trail Project. My interest really in this project began years ago, right after I got married, and I went to meet my wife's family in Riverton, Wyoming. And it was there where I discovered that there was a whole community of people whose families had originated in New Mexico. And what was interesting about that for me was that they still carried on with the Nuevo Mexicano traditions, the language, the foods, the spirituality, the religious traditions, etc. It was just like if I was in northern New Mexico, but so far away from home. And I found that very compelling, very interesting. How did those people survive? Or how did their culture survive so far removed from their native homeland, being the Manito homeland in northern New Mexico? And as the years went by, and my visits through Wyoming, Colorado, other places, contemplating my own family's migration, my aunts and uncles to California, my grandfather, who was a sheep herder in Monte Vista, Colorado, where he passed away on a sheep ranch there, I just began to really consider the Manito Trail as an area of interest, you know? And so that's really where it began. What I'm interested also now, and Trish and I are working on this summer, is not only the migration outward, but the migration back inward. People who have left and are coming back. You mentioned earlier that there is a low population, I guess, of people moving to New Mexico. I think that's what you were saying.
Well, we have the census data, Levi, that shows that New Mexico was one of the slowest growing states in the West. It was only behind Wyoming in population growth over the last decade. That's according to census data released this year. So it makes me wonder, how can this project really play a role in capturing so many of those stories, especially when we hear about people leaving the state so much to seek opportunity, Levi?
Yeah, I find that interesting because in the village where I'm from, Dixon, originally El Puesto del Embudo de San Antonio, And in most villages throughout New Mexico, I'm sure that Tricia can attest to this too as well, where she's from, that very few Nuevo Mexicanos are coming back at the rate that non-Nuevo Mexicanos are moving in. So there's a rural gentrification going on there. And so it's interesting that the state might have that those statistics, but where are the stories? And that's what this project is about, really is about the stories themselves.
That was Levi Romero and Dr. Vanessa Fonseca Chavez, co-directors of the Manito Trail Project. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.